Hey, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I want to talk about LTEU versus Wi-Fi, the carriers versus the cable companies, all in free spectrum. And as Michael Buffer would say, before any match, not just boxing, but UFC as well, any match that they hire him to do, let's get ready to rumble! Remember that guy? I mean, how can you not know his voice? His name was Michael Buffer. You probably know this. You know, everyone does that. Let's get ready to rumble. Man, it's iconic, right? He made money off that. He patented it, copyrighted it and everything. But let's face it. When he came out to do those matches, that was a thrill. I think he did it all the way back when Tyson fought Holyfield. I think he introduced those fights. Anyway, I know. Getting off subject here. Let's talk about the rumble between Wi-Fi and LTEU. So you have the carriers out there. So you have heavy Wi-Fi users and people that invest in Wi-Fi. You know, I get it. Like Comcast and you have Google. And they're angry at the carriers and specifically at Verizon and T-Mobile who want to make the most out of the license-free spectrum. What the carriers want to do is use LTEU. And the reason they want to do it is because you can blame Qualcomm and Ericsson because they actually came out with the idea of LTEU and it's more efficient for handoff, I believe, for the device. And now with carrier aggregation, it's easier if you don't have to change formats. There's a lot of issues when you go from Wi-Fi to LTE and back again. It's not necessarily the band anymore. Carrier aggregation, with the OEMs have, and by the OEMs, I mean the people that make the core and the RAN, Ericsson, Samsung, Alcatel-Lucent, Nokia, they came up with a better way to do carrier aggregation where they can put multiple carriers together and make it look like one big pipe. What they did was figure a way to make it smooth and efficient. The problem is they're having trouble getting it from Wi-Fi to LTE, LTE to Wi-Fi. Same with voice. Voice is a problem going from Wi-Fi to LTE, LTE to Wi-Fi. So what Verizon and T-Mobile did, they liked what Qualcomm and Ericsson came up with, and they thought, this is really cool. It works really efficiently. We want to do that, and we can take advantage of all this unlicensed, license-free, all this free spectrum, unlicensed spectrum, by putting LTE in that spectrum. How cool is that? Well, let me tell you something. If you're Comcast and you just spent God knows how many millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to deploy Wi-Fi everywhere, you're a little worried that it's going to trample on your signal. Because before it was just 100 Wi-Fi APs, access points, tramping on each other. So let me go into some background, I want to go over why the deployment teams would care, because that's a lot of who listens to this. Site acquisition people, deployment teams, and so on. Why do you care? Let me tell you something. If the Wi-Fi guys win the battle with the FCC, which we'll get into that later, and I see both sides, I get it. If I spent millions to deploy Wi-Fi, I would be scared that LTEU would trample on me and basically knock me out. But it's license-free spectrum. It's unlicensed. You know what I mean? It's free spectrum. If I built a Wi-Fi unit and it was FCC approved, I could put it up. I'm not a fan of Ubiquiti, but it's cheap crap that everybody puts out there. I could put 100 Ubiquiti hot points out there for probably $200. I know it's going to be way more than that. But my point is, it's free spectrum. It's unlicensed. You know what I'm saying? The only requirement right now is Wi-Fi, but there's a lot of different versions of Wi-Fi, and I think LTEU would be a big step forward. But back to my point. Back to what I was trying to say here. I was thinking that if the deployment teams were able to get work from this LTEU, which I think they will, and I think they'll get the work from the carriers. I don't know about AT&T. AT&T's being quiet because they spent a ton of money on Wi-Fi. However, they see the advantage of this too, so they're sitting quiet. Sprint's sitting quiet too, basically because Sprint has enough problems to worry about. But Verizon and T-Mobile, they see great opportunity here and great efficiency here. They see a way to roll out something that they can hand off to efficiently. So, in my opinion, what these Wi-Fi guys should do is start deploying LTEU. They've already, you know, they locked up the sites. They already have APs, the access points. Why not do it? And the deployment teams, if you're a deployment team, the reason you care about this is because it's a brand new deployment, license-free spectrum, which means it'll happen quickly. What I mean by quickly is a lot of these people probably already have the sites secured. They could roll out LTEU very quickly and very cleanly. Even Verizon Wireless could probably put out LTEU in their existing sites and then spread it to indoor buildings. And the other thing with LTEU, it would be a common unlicensed spectrum that they could all share. When I say they, I mean all the carriers. So suddenly, unfortunately for me, because I'm a big fan of DAS and small cells and C-RAN, they could put something common in an area that they all could share, an area that's not heavily used. Say, like, I wouldn't do it in an NFL stadium, because when the demand is there, it's very high and it takes up everybody's spectrum. It's not like just one carrier could do it. Even all the bandwidth they have in 5.8 or 2.4, it'd probably be 5.8. So if you're a deployment team, that's why you care. You ought to see big bucks out there for deployment. And that's exactly how I see it. And it would be something new. And quite frankly, it sounds like it'd be fun to do. And it would be another thing that they want to put back into, they being the carriers, want to put back into their core probably. They'd want to have their own servers. But the Wi-Fi people would probably deploy it too. And I guarantee a company like Ubiquiti is probably going to make an access point for $20 like they do Wi-Fi. However, Ruckus, a carrier-grade Wi-Fi company, OEM, they would probably put something out for the carriers. So it would be a high-end unit. I would like to think they would deploy high-end units. All depends who's deploying what. So why do Wi-Fi groups care? They just spent a lot of money deploying Wi-Fi, and now there's a new format that's going to flatten them. At least that's what they think. That's what they have in their head. But also, they don't like the competition. Oh, if they got to, let me tell you something about WISPs. A WISP, W-I-S-P, is a wireless internet service provider, and they're the not all of them, but I worked with many that are just the cheapest companies on the planet. They don't want to spend a dime if they don't have to. If they could go to everybody's house for free and hang a Wi-Fi spot in the window, which basically is what Comcast did with Xfinity, they put anyone who has a wireless router has Xfinity on it for free that anybody can access. But that's what these WISPs would do. They're cheap, 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 cheap. You know why they're cheap? They're an unlicensed spectrum. Free spectrum. And that's why when I hear people saying about, well, they should be allowed to put Wi-Fi in licensed spectrum, licenses cost money. They're not free. Do you understand me? When you go in a licensed spectrum, if I were to key, let's say, in the 700 megahertz spectrum that Verizon or AT&T or somebody has, if I were to key up in that with my walkie-talkie, I somehow rigged it for that, the FCC would come after me for wiping out the people who paid for the license. You know, it's a common problem with Intermod. When you tramp on somebody else's spectrum, you have to clean up your transmitter because they paid for the license. Let's get it clear here. That's a difference between license-free and licensed. Somebody paid for that license. And as you saw in the AWS-3 auctions, they paid billions with a B, billions for those frequencies to own that spectrum. I'm just saying. I know I'm hammering home the point, but I want you to understand somebody paid for that spectrum. So, some background. Currently, Wi-Fi runs in 2.4 and 5.8. You know, you can look up the details. I have a link in there. And it was basically on licensed spectrum, and pretty much the only thing there was Wi-Fi. Now, there's other links. Like, you can get point-to-point 5.8 gig links that, or have proprietary links, and Wi-Fi is a common format, let's say, that anybody could connect if they know the password. But you also have point-to-point links. You have a lot of stuff on 2.4 and 5.8. 2.4, just so you know, is also your microwave's frequency. Well, that's how they cook things at 2.4. But 5.8 has a lot of spectrum. A lot of people like it. For them to put LTE on licensed on it, they would use literally the exact same spectrum. And it would be a completely different format. So if you're cell phone only had Wi-Fi on it, it wouldn't even see the LTEU spectrum. So it would take a new device, probably, that would have LTEU, new device. That's something to think about, because I think it would be a chipset, it would be a receiver, it'd be an RF. When I say chipset, in your device, when I say device, I mean smartphone. In your smartphone, your tablet, anything that has connection to Wi-Fi. If you had LTEU in it, it would be a new chipset, because it would have to put a new RF chip, new receiver, and all that. It's a new format for that. Even if you have a cell phone that can hear LTE, it can probably only hear LTE in the license band. So it would be all new devices. So that is going to take years to roll out because they have to test it and it has to go through all the carrier tests and then it has to be FCC type accepted. When I say, I don't mean years, maybe a year. It'd take at least a year to roll out. And no one's going to do it until the FCC approves it. That's obstacle number one, FCC approval. So let's get into the FCC right now. What's the FCC have to gain or lose by this? I don't know exactly, but it's very political, right? The FCC is probably not even going to look at the spectrum. I mean, honestly, I can't believe they'd even care. It's license free. It's unlicensed spectrum. And they do have rules that only Wi-Fi can run there. So what the carriers hurry up and did, well, it wasn't the carriers, but there's 3GPP standards that you go by. And that actually goes into 4G and LTE, but that's basically what sets the standards for the carriers and also for Wi-Fi. And they actually added LTE-U to it. So the FCC has to decide if this is acceptable or not. They have a big decision to make. And let me tell you, on one hand, the carriers pump a lot of money into the economy. And the FCC, I would say, they'll get over the technical aspects because LTE-U is going to work. I mean, it's just going to work. Qualcomm's involved, Ericsson, all the OEMs are going to get involved. And you have a lot of the OEMs, Alcatel-Lucent, Ericsson, Qualcomm. You have all these guys, and Nokia. I think they're all interested in this because they see a way to sell more products. I don't think they'll necessarily sell the LTE-U product as much as they will the servers. They'll upgrade the core, the backhaul, and so on. See how it sparks the economy? It adds more money into the economy that way. So why would Wi-Fi guys fight it? Again, the FCC is probably going to listen to the Wi-Fi guys, and they'll probably think, well, if it really does put them out of business, then it's going to hurt that part of the economy. So the FCC has a big decision to make, which I think they'll make on economic value. And I think it's going to be whoever's, I would say it's probably going to be whoever has more pull in Washington. I'm going to tell you something. I don't see the WISPs having a lot of pull there, but I do see the Wireless Broadband Association, which is mostly Wi-Fi guys, banding together to get a couple lobbyists down there to do things for them. It's really going to make a difference. So I think the FCC is going to have to make more of a economic decision. My opinion, the FCC can correct me. Of course, they probably won't put any of it on the record. I think I told you guys it's an inside joke. I interviewed several people from the FCC in the past. And they'd never go on record for anything. So who's in favor of LTE-U? Obviously, Verizon, T-Mobile, they love the idea. They like what the OEMs are doing. They see it as a quick way to pull up their system and have control over the bands. And they also see it as very efficient as hopping from license to unlicensed. They don't see any problem with it, obviously, because it's going to be a great asset to them. I think that T-Mobile is realizing that as well because they recently tried Wi-Fi calling. And going from Wi-Fi to LTE presented a lot of problems, especially on the backhaul for what they wanted to do because it's very hard to have your voice jump from one to the other. It's just a lot of work. I think a lot of the Wi-Fi guys know that, and I think Wi-Fi phones work pretty well. With T-Mobile, if you use Wi-Fi calling in your house, from what I hear, I don't have it, but from what I hear, it works great. People love it. But when you're out in a public area where there's 6 or 7 hotspots, it works crappy. That's why I think the whole idea of interference is just silly to me. It's stupid. I'm just saying. Won't get into it again. So who's against LTE-U? Obviously Comcast, Google, Republic Wireless, Cablevision, a lot of cable companies. They're going to go up, and that's where the money is. The cable companies are going to probably have the lobbyists that go to the FCC and really complain about this because they do not see an advantage in it. They already deployed Wi-Fi and unlicensed free spectrum, and they're going to be upset if they have to invest more in the infrastructure of what they already put out. And also, they believe that Wi-Fi is really a wave of the future, and they probably really do see as LTE-U coming up and wiping them out, which is why LTE-U is probably going to do everything they can to listen before talk. Anyone who's not familiar with the way Wi-Fi works and LTE, it's a lot of frequency hopping. So when they say listen before talk, it isn't like the old days where you have one carrier and you listen before you talk.
What it is nowadays is you have all these frequencies hopping around in that all that bandwidth, so it's going to listen to each particular hop. So it'll listen, can I hop here? Yes, no. And in the U.S., I believe, someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but on Wi-Fi, they don't have listen before talk. They do in other countries, but not in the U.S. for Wi-Fi. But LTE-U is going to have to listen before talk, which it just seems like a lot of these Wi-Fi bands are so busy. I don't know how they're going to do that and be able to broadcast anything on LTU, but I guess maybe they'll make everything listen before talk. That'd be a fair way to do it, although I don't see them changing out all that hardware. It's just crazy. So how's the FCC going to make a decision? I got to tell you, it's going to be tough. I don't know what the FCC is going to do, but I guarantee you they'll look at the economics. They're going to look at the economics more than they're going to look at anything else. That's the way I see it. Could be wrong. Who knows? They're going to just decide what the impact of LTEU is going to have on the existing Wi-Fi, and they'll look at technicals. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? But I think the OEMs, probably Qualcomm, made a point to make sure all that works. And I think once, if they do allow LTEU, boy, that'll spark a lot of economic growth in the unlicensed band. See, that's what happens. When they release new frequencies or widen a band, the economic growth is incredible because it's not only like deployment, you know, what we look at, putting new hardware out, new equipment out. You have chip makers like Qualcomm. Yeah, I'm just thinking here. You have Qualcomm, they make the chips, they make the hardware, they put it in the phones. You have new phones, user equipment, you know, is what we would call that. And you would have, it would spark that. You would have new equipment out there, new deployment, the chips. So you can see it would actually be a large industry. Then you have all the services and the changes to the carriers. You would have like for the carriers, for instance, back in the core, they could add that to carrier aggregation. So they would also have a new service that they could also add. It would be a big plus as far as what they're going to do. That's why it's such a big deal to do that. You understand now it would have a huge economic impact. But I get it, you know. I mean, Wi-Fi, people that deployed all that Wi-Fi, they're threatened for a lot of reasons. I get it. And Wi-Fi is not going anywhere soon, if it goes anywhere at all. Because let's face it, we all have Wi-Fi. We all like it. It's one of those things that we all appreciate. Now, I have a bunch of links at the bottom to keep you informed. You can actually see the FCC's, the letter to the FCC, that Alcatel-Lucent, Qualcomm, Ericsson, T-Mobile, Verizon, they all put together. Then I think I also have stuff in there, the Wi-Fi guys. You can see where they're, you know, they're going to basically, they have protested it. So just give you an idea, there's a fight going on, okay? And the fight is basically, do we allow LTEU or not? I see a lot of upside, but the Wi-Fi guys feel very, very threatened. And I do see the downside. The FCC has a decision to make. We'll see what happens. And that's about all I got on that. I'll have a few more articles about LTEU. So we'll see the fight. We'll see the rumble in the airwaves. All right, everyone, be smart, be safe, pay attention. See ya.